This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. A stabbing is under investigation in Woodside, Queens. Police say a fruit vendor had gotten into an argument with another man yesterday near his stand on Roosevelt Avenue when that man pulled out a knife and stabbed him several times. The vendor, who's only been identified as a 35-year-old man, is currently listed in stable condition at Elmhurst Hospital. Fortunately, he is expected to survive. The alleged stabber, meanwhile, was taken into police custody, but no word yet there on charges. Also no word yet on what may have sparked the argument. And the hunt continues for the drag racers who caused a chaotic scene over the weekend in Islip, Long Island. Our Sophia Hall is following that story. She joins us live.
And Linda, one woman who has lived here for decades, says she has never seen anything like it before. At 1 a.m, drag racing, street stunts, a fire, and a number of crashes here in Islip. 100-plus people closed down the roadway at Comac Road and the Sunrise Highway Service Road. Two police officers injured, one after crashing his cruiser into a pole. The driver of a Mustang caused multiple crashes before the car caught on fire. Another police cruiser. Someone slashed the tires of that vehicle. No arrests have been made. A new bill has been introduced in New York State that would increase penalties on people who intentionally block emergency vehicles during street takeovers. Residents here say they were afraid to come out of their houses. Linda?
That's our Sophia Hall reporting live from Suffolk County. It's being called New York State's biggest shift in high school graduation requirements in more than a century. School officials are expected to lay out a timetable today for a plan that would give students a choice of getting their diplomas by passing traditional Regents exams or through alternative options like an occupational certificate or volunteering for public service. But the plan still faces several hurdles in Albany, and even if it's approved, would likely not be put in place for some time. Word now that the New York State Police has launched an internal investigation to determine whether the trooper who took a bullet to the leg last week on the Southern State Parkway staged his own shooting. The Albany Times-Union is reporting that investigators raided the home of Trooper Thomas Macia yesterday in an apparent attempt to secure his weapons, but also to search for the firearm that may have been used in the shooting. Macia said he had pulled over on the parkway to check on a stranded driver, but that the man had shot him in the leg and sped off. Sources tell the Times-Union that his body camera was not turned on during the incident. A double shooting over a parking spot is under investigation in Kew Gardens, Queens.
Police say that 22-year-old Alan Rodriguez shot two men, both the driver and passenger of the other car, that successfully got a corner spot that he wanted. The victims are a 41-year-old man who was shot in the leg and a 34-year-old man shot in the left foot. Granite Fatigue is the super on 147th Street.
I'm all day here, every day. I never have a problem like this. The people is a little bit drunk. I don't know what's happened.
Chris also lives nearby and says parking is tight, but he never thought it would get to this level.
Everyone's crazy nowadays.
Rodriguez is behind bars and facing charges including assault, criminal possession of a weapon, and reckless endangerment. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Kew Gardens.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.